This is the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has been signing bills that were approved by the legislature during a flurry of action last week. The governor signed a two-year operating budget just 45 minutes before the new fiscal year began. He signed an education budget designed to satisfy the state Supreme Court, which has ruled the state has not fully funded basic education. And then yesterday, he signed a version of a paid family leave bill that had only partially made its way through the process before resurfacing in a different form last Friday.
The United States is the only industrialized nation in the world today that does not have a paid family leave policy. So we know that states must lead this common sense policy. And as in so many ways in these United States, the state of Washington today is leading the way in paid family leave. And I'm happy about that because new parents and those with aging or sick loved ones today before this law faced no-win decisions. Decisions pitting the need for a paycheck against the need to be there for your entire family.
The new program will be funded in part by contributions from both employers and employees. Employers can choose to participate or they can opt out if they have their own programs. Employees don't have that option. Employees can take up to 12 weeks of leave during a 12-month period to take care of a newborn or a newly adopted child. They could be granted leave to care for a sick child or parent or to take care of their own health. Military members also have options for leave. The maximum weekly benefit is $1,000. It's based on a state formula. The legislation was debated vigorously on Friday in both the House and Senate before being approved in both chambers, 37-12 in the Senate, 65-29 in the House. During the next several minutes, we'll present excerpts from the Senate debate, starting with the bill's sponsor, Auburn Republican Senator Joe Fain.
About 10 years ago or so, this chamber and this legislature passed a paid family leave program that wasn't paid. And it's been sitting on our books as an unmet promise to the people of Washington State. And I think that through a mix of circumstances that provided an opportunity to revisit this issue this year, a coming together happened. And since around the month of March, representatives from business, large and small, Association of Washington Business, hospitality, small business, and a coalition of representatives from labor, from grocery workers and large companies and small companies and Democrats and Republicans in the House and the Senate. And we've spent literally hundreds of hours trying to find a way to meet the promise of that piece of legislation from 10 years ago, and it's not been an easy path forward. The plan that we have before us today is a good one for a mom or a dad who has had a child. They, in this piece of legislation, will have the promise of up to 12 weeks to spend with their child after birth. For a person who is injured, not perhaps on the job where our workers' compensation plan might kick in, but someone who falls off a ladder at home or gets a serious illness or has to take care of a close loved one with a serious illness, that no longer might mean poverty for that individual. I think those are things that this chamber and this body can be proud of. There are a lot of controversial aspects of this, and I recognize that. I know that there will be some no votes on this floor today, and that's okay. There are many, many ways that we solve the problem of making sure that parents can be with their loved ones and that family members can be together in times of joy and times of sadness. There are many great companies and organizations right now that already offer truly generous plans to their employees. I'm pleased that in this proposal that those companies will be able to continue to offer those plans and those great benefits. But I look at the statistics. I look at the statistics, and that makes me wonder that maybe there isn't a next step that we might need to take. And some of the statistics that really touch me personally are the ones that say that 25% of new moms go back to work, of working moms, they go back to work within 2 weeks of giving birth. The idea that only 1 in 20 of the lowest paid workers in our country have any kind of guarantee of a family leave that is paid when they have a child.
Fain said he and his wife were fortunate to take leave about a year ago to care for their newborn son. Other legislators from both parties told their own stories about taking leave. Linwood Democrat Marco Lias commended the lawmakers who worked on the bill for putting party loyalties aside for the good of families.
I think this bill is also a lesson that, you know, we sometimes on our sides of the aisle, we think that the other side doesn't care about families in Washington as much as we do. And I think what I learned through the negotiating process is there's a heck of a lot of business owners in Washington State that really care about their employees and really care about the families that they see as part of their extended family. And I think about when I was a small business owner, how hard we worked to make sure that our one employee had what he needed to be successful. What we see today is a business community and a labor community that came together and listened to one another and compromised. It's the first negotiation I've been in that when we reached agreement, stakeholders on all sides of the table were weeping tears of joy that we had accomplished this great thing for the people of Washington. It's something you don't see very often.
Some Republicans, including Spokane Senator Michael Baumgartner, also appreciated that legislators worked across the aisle on the bill. But in the end, he said he couldn't vote for it.
There are really two parts to this bill, in my opinion, driving this bill. The first is a very sincere concern and well-founded concern to help kids and to help families. And I very much respect that. I cannot tell you how much I respect Senator Kaiser and Senator Fain. We all get to meet special people when we work down here. But coming in together with Senator Fain in 2010, being a father of young children to those times, and then getting to see Joe experience that was one of the real delights for me in the legislature. And every child and every parent deserves to be able to spend those critical hours and days with their families as best they can. The full context of this is that Washington State is already one of the toughest states in the country for small business. We have a business regulatory and tax system designed in the state for the big guys. It's almost like Boeing and Microsoft and Weyerhaeuser got together and wrote the tax code in our state, and then they created, there was a workers' compensation system that the big guys were able to exempt themselves out with self-insured, and the little guy really has a tough year. And which brings me to the second part of this thing. There are very sincere concerns for families that are going to be expressed here today. But I also think that a large part of driving this bill is not just that sort of concern, but the second part is what I would call fear, cowardice, and opportunism. Because I have had more than one person and entity involved in this bill, in a grand sense, tell me that, hey, this is bad, but we have to do it because there's initiative coming that's worse. And that's the reality of what's driving this. And then there's some really big businesses that are getting exempted out from this. Now, if this legislation passes and never changes, it won't be that bad. It'll be another burden in a really tough state. But we already have a mandated state insurance system, which I think a lot of people have a lot of concerns with. This system is a lot better than that system. But these things change. This is another mandate on business. It is being driven for the wrong priorities, I believe, and under the wrong circumstances. And it doesn't need to be done the day before, a few hours before government shuts down.
Baumgartner argued lawmakers should set the bill aside for the year and come back and refine it next year. Other Republicans made arguments about the burdens on business too, but Vancouver Republican Senator Linda Wilson followed by saying she would vote for it anyway.
I'm an employer myself. I'm not one of the big guys. I'm not one of the small guys. We have about 130 employees. And this is a very tough vote for me today. You know, I'm very keenly aware of the mandate that's going to be on business. I've run the numbers. I've fretted about this for as long as we were working on it, trying to decide what to do. I've been a single mom and knew then that I wasn't able to get sick or get the flu or anything like that, because I always knew I had to go to work in order to make my house payments and my car payments. It's difficult. That was a long time ago. Even when I had her, I had nothing like this. I was able to take off 3 months, but I saved all of my sick days up because they allowed me to do that. It's going to be as tough as this is for business to swallow right now. It will be far tougher when we aren't at the table. And this other, if we talk about an initiative coming down the road, it's going to be tough, and it's going to be far tougher for the employer. We're fighting higher health care costs. We wind up losing dental insurance and eye insurance because we want to make sure that they're still insured. At one point, years ago, we covered the entire family, and it got to the point where we couldn't. But we do everything we can for our employers. Anyway, this will be good for our employees. It will be reasonable for our employers, and it supports the family values that we always talk about.
The new law says the state will begin collecting employee premiums at the start of 2019 and begin paying employees who take leave at the start of 2020.